Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Brown Sugar Hour. Or also welcome if this is your first time. Hello. I am doing a podcast with my lovely best friends. I'm Alyssa.
I'm Ali.
I'm Brandy.
And I'm Sarah.
Let us roll the intro music.
Zoom, 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 zoom.
Zoom, 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 zoom. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
It was cool, but it was all pretend.
Yeah, yeah. Since you've been
gone.
Okay, end scene.
Today is a very special day because we've been waiting for this day for like 2 months, I want to say.
Yeah,
basically. Ever since our Secret Santa episode.
Stupid Cupid has just been on us, and time is ready. What?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Anyways, it's okay.
Continue, Alyssa Lee.
If you don't know us, or if you haven't caught our drift yet, we love to give each other gifts, and we love to do it in a form of
secrecy.
Secrecy. Well, we try to keep it secret, but sometimes it just gets out of hand, and people confront each other and yell each other.
There's only four of us, you know. So, like, most of the time, we try to figure it out. I mean, not all. We sometimes don't try to figure it out. It just kind of happens to happen that way. But the last gift exchange we did, I was the one who was like, you are my Secret Santa, and I was wrong the entire time. Go listen to the episode, you'll hear it.
She was bamboozled.
Yeah, go listen to the episode to see how actually hilarious that situation was. But it is February, and we usually do Secret Santa. I think over the past couple of years, we recently added Admirer for Valentine's Day. I don't know who came up with it. Sarah, Brandy, Ali?
I have no idea.
I feel like it was collective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because to be honest, I feel like we've been more adamant about doing Secret Admirer versus Secret Santa.
I think it just started off with like, should we get each other things for Valentine's Day? Why don't we do this?
Oh, yeah.
And so on.
Mm. Yeah, I think it was like that.
Because I think our first year doing it, it was with Micah and it was with Keenan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
that was our first year.
We were all single except for Ali. Mm-hmm. But she was in a long-distance relationship.
Yeah, so she was lonely.
So we needed to get her gifts, too.
Yeah. I think we just wanted to do something cute, and then we kind of just kept it up.
So yeah, literally kept it. Mm-hmm. And now we ship each other gifts.
Yeah.
Yes. Because we're not able to be with each other.
Yeah.
But yes, so that is what this episode is going to be. We are going to open our gifts. We are going to explain what we got, who's our Secret Santa, or we'll guess who our Secret Santa is, if we don't know already yet. And yeah, let's just get into it. So who wants to go first?
Yeah, draw names again. The thing with our gifts is that we never just give each other, like, one thing. It's always, like, a plethora of, like, random stuff thrown in the box.
Well, this year, we didn't do a wish.
No, we didn't.
It's just what we thought.
We just went vibes.
Would be great.
We usually put like a small little wish list on the Elfster. It's kind of like an app that picks for us. We put a little wish list on there, and like everybody will post links to what they want. But this year we were like, all gas, no brakes, just guess.
We actually got this inspiration from Miss Sarah Jessica Burkhart
from
Secret Santa last year. Because she didn't give me anything that I got or I asked for at Elfster. It was just a surprise. And to be honest, I 100% love that. I was like getting a subscription box from Sarah. And I think I'm going to press continue on this subscription because I love that she can pick out clothes for me and it be a surprise every single time.
Yeah. I don't know. It kind of was cool though. Like I guessing this time it wasn't difficult, but it wasn't easy at the same time.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
Because like I think because we all had lists and even though I didn't follow it, I still kind of had an idea of like Alyssa probably wants clothes, so I'm just going to get her like a shit ton of clothes. And then like obviously we all know each other's interests, so we like try to go off of our interests
and color preference.
Yeah, very true.
We did stick to a budget, though.
And we're...
So, our budget for this one, we went in, like, the middle of what we usually do. So, we went 25. Because we usually do, like, either 20 or, like, 35 or 30. But we went with 25 this one. So, we're... Mm-hmm. It's, like, all in that realm.
Which is, like, a pretty reasonable thing. Like, you could get a good gift for that price.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel like next, if we do a gift exchange for whatever our next one is, we should do, like, handmade gift only.
That would be such a good one.
That'd be a good one, right? Okay, that's our next, whenever we exchange gifts for an Easter question mark.
An Easter basket?
Okay, wait, let's do
Easter. Okay, Easter, okay, handmade gifts.
Handmade gifts.
Oh my god, that's gonna be so hard.
Oh my god, I should have started yesterday.
Well, we don't even know what we have yet.
Okay, we draw. Why? When's draw later. Okay, I'm gonna draw a name.
Who's gonna dye eggs? We're gonna send dyed eggs.
If I get a boiled egg in my basket. Okay. First.
That'd be so funny.
First is Alyssa.
All right, Alyssa.
Dang it, why am I always first? Okay.
Well,
it's gonna come to a surprise to you guys. I got my gift yesterday.
I think so. Based off of that, I know who has you.
I know who has you as well.
A lovely mail lady came and stopped by and got...
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh, the ribbon fell off.
Oh, cute. The packaging?
Yeah,
it looks like a burn book.
It fell out of my lap.
The packaging for the listeners.
But yeah, so it's a heart-shaped box.
And it says Alyssa's name
with
on it.
A red bow on it. In green letters.
It looks like serial killer notes. Yes. You know how they like cut it out of a magazine?
That's legit. Yeah. It's from my magazines around the house.
That's really cute.
It's so beautiful.
I was about to say, beautiful. Is this from a magazine?
I love it.
Yeah, they look like literal magazines.
It's so you can use the box after.
Love that.
I know. You really should.
So I'm going to go ahead and open my heart-shaped box. It's actually
super I'm obsessed with the box.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, what?
No
what
are you looking way!
At? I know. Okay, okay. Talk to us. Hello.
I'll pull it out. But under the box, it says Valentine's Day. Dang, man, my box sucks.
I have a story.
Okay, so the first thing. Okay, the first thing is this make your own macrame.
Oh.
What? Aloy grow kit?
Yeah.
Super cute.
So there's a.
Actually, really cute.
Aloy's there.
Then I got a bunch of chocolates. I'm assuming they're Reese's peanut butter. Yes, they are. These are my favorite. I love Reese's peanut butter.
They're not melted.
Chocolates.
Oh, purse.
No, they're not. They're actually really good. Really, really good. Oh, and then I got a sweet pea scented candle, and it says spread the love.
Oh, so cute.
Super cute.
Okay,
it smells so good.
Oh, I'm not supposed to be talking. Ignore that, listeners.
Oh. I mean, I don't know who gave it to me. The mail lady didn't come in the form of also trying to your gifts as well. Okay, next I got a bunch of sheet masks.
Super cute. Brandy,
why are these also in my favorite colors? What the heck?
The packaging is just—it's really it for me.
It's really putting me to shame.
I literally have no life. I stay home. I don't even do my work that I'm supposed to do for, like, actual work. I, like, don't do that. So, my boss not listening, so that's cool. Okay. If you are,
she is doing it. She is. She does her work.
Alyssa has a shocked face. So, what is it?
Oh, what's happening?
What is it?
So, the second to last thing is this. So, just look at the packaging really quick, and I'm going to take it out.
We couldn't even see the packaging. All we saw was a bag.
Yep, it's just a bag. That's what it is. Okay, I'm going to open it up for you guys. And they're actually... What the heck? They're guitar picks.
Oh my god, cute.
Guitar
picks.
Oh, for some reason, when you picked it up, it looked like it was in a jewelry bag. Oh my god.
Resin.
Oh, that's dope.
There's pressed flowers in each of the guitar picks. Oh my god, that's so dope.
That's a good gift.
Did you find those on Etsy?
Yeah.
Yo, those are tight.
Those are the ones I was worried that
weren't going to come in, and then they surprisingly came in
early. Was that the thing that you were like, oh, I ordered it already, like the day of?
Yeah.
Oh my god, those are so cool.
I don't want to use
them. I don't
them.
Even know if they Are work. They I don't know. I just thought they were cute, so I bought it.
They're so cute.
I might
try the blue one. The blue
I
one's not.
I don't know. I'll figure cute. It out. I'll probably. And then the last thing I'm. What the heck is going on? I got a mixtape.
Oh, Brandy. My God.
Brandy,
what the heck? Brandy,
you outdid yourself. Alyssa, you should have come last.
This Everything is so under crazy. Like $5.
Did you order the mixtape?
No, I what? Made it. I oh, burned I don't the even, CD.
She made me a
I don't
mix
even have
tape.
A way to burn hey, wait, anything let me anymore.
I don't even have the CD insert.
Dude, this is just
Yeah,
gonna...
me either.
I use my home computer.
This is going to go in my car.
Yeah, it's for your car. It's wow. supposed to tell a story if you... So, like, the song,
oh
it goes
God.
In, like, a story, kind of.
My birthday's on oh March 31st. Thank you.
My birthday's April 3rd. Oh, my gosh. She, you should have went
I
last.
Really what the fuck?
I know. I can't compete I with that.
Me either.
Oh, my gosh. This is so crazy.
Everything was under okay, $5.
Okay. So, I'll just name the songs.
My wow. goodness.
Not just the There's... price, but the thought. What the heck?
Yeah, dude, I'm sorry.
No, literally me too. Yeah, I was like, too. This is cute. Honestly, this is cute.
Same. I'm telling you, I have no life.
Oh my God.
Okay, do you guys want to hear the songs?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Tell us the story.
Okay. From beginning to end. So we have 1,000 Miles, Clumsy, Crush, you know, Do You Ever Think When You're All
oh,
Alone?
Oh, yeah.
Love Story, Taylor
Amazing.
Swift. Love Bug, Jonas Brothers. Oh. Potential breakup song, Explicit. No Scrubs by TLC.
Classic.
She will be loved.
She will be.
We're in five.
Yeah. Yeah.
One Less Lonely Girl.
Oh my God.
Good song.
Our Song by Taylor Swift again.
This is like a classic.
The Way.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, Mac Miller. And the last one is Beautiful Soul by Jesse McCartney.
Wow.
That's a good list.
I can't That's a good wait. Mix. This is so cute. And then she even made artwork
that's what,
with it.
Yeah.
I can't
That's also
even.
What gets me.
Dang. Brandy, you really outdid yourself.
What the heck? Thank you so much. Was that everything?
I think so. Underneath is just newspaper.
And by the way, it was It was Brandy, if
that
you wanted,
so
if
good.
You didn't already connect the dots.
So I feel
she came
so
by.
Shame. I'm so ashamed.
I know. I was like, how am I supposed to mail this box? Because I bought the box because it was so cute. And then I was like, oh, shoot, I'm going to have to deliver it. So I had to deliver Chinese New Year stuff because if you don't know, it's already passed.
Friday.
February 12th.
That's
for all you
oh,
listeners.
Oh, yeah. Listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Listeners out there, it passed. But, you know, good luck. So I want to deliver some, like, treats and stuff to my friends. So, yeah. I made the excuse of, like, I'm going to drop off Chinese New Year's. And then I ended up dropping off her present to you because I didn't know how to
She didn't
it.
Burn the gal, everyone. She didn't burn the gal.
We love
She
that.
Didn't. And do we have a story about that when we started making But yes. Thank you, Brandy.
Just
I really,
really
thought
I'm
I
really
getting...
so happy, Brandy, that you're our
you
friend.
Get claps.
Like, wow.
Applause.
Yeah,
everybody
no,
get you a friend like Brandy.
Honestly.
I know. Get
you
a friend
I'm telling
like Brandy.
You.
And she's
I...
crafty, too. So she actually made a bunch of these.
How did you remember to burn a CD? Honestly, if I sat in front
I
of a
had to
computer,
YouTube it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even now remember how to burn a CD.
Yeah, it's been since, like, elementary school.
Yeah, my sixth grade.
Seriously?
My computer for, like, the last 10 years of my life doesn't even have a CD port because I have an Air. So I had to go onto my home computer, and it's, like, a HP, like, one of those, like, not an Apple product, so... Yeah, I literally had to YouTube it, and then I had to learn how to do, like, Microsoft software, because it's Microsoft, my computer, and I don't even know how to do that, because I'm, like, strictly
and, like,
an Apple girl.
LimeWire isn't a thing anymore. You
yeah.
Know?
So, yeah, and then, like, I had to, like, actually, most of the songs I had on my iTunes from, like, middle school and stuff, so, like,
oh,
I just
perfect.
Had to, like, transfer it to the computer.
I can't wait to play this in my car.
So I guess this is my
So
turn.
Does that mean Brandy goes yeah. next? Okay.
Yeah.
So I already know who
this
I who has me
crazy.
As well. But I shall open it. So I got a box about 2 weeks ago. No, maybe like a week ago. Literally a week ago, I think.
About a week ago. Week ago.
You tweaking, no.
Is there a name to that dance?
Oh.
The shmoney, right?
Is that what it's called?
No, the shmoney, that's what it's called.
Yeah. We shmoney.
Okay. So I just got like a box and it only has my name on it. There's no like from address. Yeah, there's no like from. So it doesn't say who it is, but I recognize the handwriting.
Ooh.
Okay. So the first thing I see is this little black box. Stop. It's a pair of earrings and they're so cute. Oh my gosh. It's like little gold studs. Not studs, little gold hoops.
Oh, like little huggies. Like little
pearls. Yeah. And it has pearls. Oh, so
that's
cute.
It's giving me like very Harry Styles vibes. Very
oh,
cute.
Oh, yes. And I'm it. Very into earrings right now. Cute.
Thanks, Liz.
Oh, it's Alyssa Lee.
You're
everybody.
Welcome. So I if you already know, having. You figure out who has everybody down.
It is split down the middle.
All right, the circle ended here.
Okay, and then the next thing.
How is it that we both, like, you two got each other and Ali'i and I got each other?
I was like, oh my gosh. I was
didn't
shook.
Think that was going to happen. Me either. Like the computer wasn't going to let that happen, but it did.
And then when I got my package in the mail, I was like, oh, what? I was like, I was so confused.
Cute. The next thing I got is some claw clips. Like a tortoise shell claw clip.
Oh, I love those.
Oh, so cute.
So cute. I was literally going to order me some because I only have a few. But and I like how it's not too big because the other ones are like super big. You know, the super popular ones.
Mm-hmm.
But like these are going to be perfect because I don't have that much hair. Cute.
Yeah.
Those are cute.
Literally going to wear them tomorrow.
You can even do like a half up with those.
Yeah.
Oh, my hair's not long enough for like the twisting one. It only has
the one that goes up and down.
Yeah, I only can do the palm.
See, mine is too long.
Mine is I have to do the up and down one because if I do the palm one, my hair like covers
the entire clip.
Yeah,
the entire clip.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes my hair is just too heavy if I don't wrap it tight enough that it falls.
Yeah. Wow, what is this? This feels like a book. Ooh! Stop! What the heck?
Oh my god, what is it?
Oh my gosh, it's a Lady Whistledown like stationery society papers and it's a notebook. Oh my god. I love that.
Why are you so creative with this?
I know. What?
Oh my god. I'm sorry.
That goes, At least we got each other.
That goes with the pearl earrings because it's the Bridgerton vibe.
Oh my gosh. All you listeners, I am obsessed. I think we all are obsessed with Bridgerton. Oh my god, this is the cutest thing ever. I don't even want to write in it. That's shook. Yeah, where'd you find that?
You should literally save it for your signing online for your wedding.
Oh my god. That's going to be like...
No, we'll get you another one.
Okay.
By the time we all get married, there'll be another show that you're obsessed with. We'll just get you something.
Oh, cute. It's a little embroidery kit.
Oh, so cute.
I'm very into embroidery. Why did I say it like that? Oh my god, cute. I need a big hoop too. Wow, thanks, Liz. Okay, I think there's more. Wow, what the heck? This seems like more than $25. Just saying. Ooh, a tote bag.
I didn't count. I just bought.
I love me a tote. Ooh. Oh, stop. I embroider on the tote?
Oh, cute. Oh, wait. Cute.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the same print.
So that's the pattern. Mm-hmm.
Oh, cute. Oh, my gosh. I'm literally going to do this tomorrow.
Wait. Wow. Brandy, I think we have the same pattern.
You have one?
Yeah, I think that's the one I got.
Wow, what the heck? Oh my god, matching!
Twisters.
Twisters.
So cute.
Wow, these are so cute. Thanks, Liz. Oh, cute. It like organized the colors.
It wasn't like Valentine's Day themed. Okay. It was very brandy themed.
I love it.
So I was like,
Bridgerton, love. That's Valentine's Day. Earrings, pearls. Wow, love this. Thanks, Liz.
You're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day.
I feel like yeah, she's just John Canapole now.
Well, I also still have our names.
I know. Oh, so yeah, that was all. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast.
Okay, so I have Sarah and I's name. We're just going to mix. Can you hear this? Can you hear this?
Okay. Loud and clear.
Oh, okay. My name.
Okay, while Ali is getting her gift, I have a freaking story.
And then I have a follow-up. So you go.
Ooh, I have a story to tell about her box. So there's a situation. I packed it in this small box and I went to FedEx and FedEx told me it was going to take 2 weeks to ship, but for $54. I was like, no freaking way. I need it there in 5 days, 4 days. And she goes, well, if you express ship it, it's going to be like $100-something. I was like, you have me effed up. That box is smaller than like a shoe box. Like there's no way. So I left. I went to the post office. The post office said it was going to take 13 days and $13. I was like, I need a priority mail, ship it. And she goes, well, you need to change the box. I was like, I don't have tape. And she goes, you can use that box. No, I was not about to buy tape. So I went to my car. I destroyed the box it was in. I ripped off tiny pieces of tape on the box that it was originally on. I had to, like, I had everything nicely arrayed in the one box, but then I had to physically dump everything into the next box. So now it's a shit show inside of the box. I don't even know what it looks like. And then if you turn the box upside down, there's like a ripped label on the bottom as tape.
And okay, it's probably all jostled up too from the flight.
100%.
Here's 100%. My follow-up. Last night on FaceTime, now I had a theory about who gave me my gift, but I wasn't 100% sure until
last. It says my name on
it. I know, but you know, like, who knows?
Written your name on it. Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
And it wasn't until last night that Sarah told us this story that I looked back at the box and I was like, oh my god, that's why there's paper all inside of my tape. On all sides.
Yes.
And I definitely, well, now I see the label. I hadn't turned it upside down, but on the side of it, I see like a little CA ripped halfway in the paper. Within the tape. So I was like, confirmed. I know exactly
who's. I'm honestly surprised that the box like didn't fall apart.
It looks pretty good. There's a little hole in it.
There's a hole?
like a little, not like straight through, but like a little gash right here.
Oh yeah. No.
It's okay. We love a story.
And I also didn't have scissors, so I was cutting the tape with a pen.
Speaking of scissors, these are yours. These are yours from Flagstaff. I don't know how I have them.
Putting them to use.
Oh, maybe from Luau.
That's so funny.
Oh, maybe.
Hey, for reuse tape, this thing's strong.
Is it really? That's amazing.
Unless they retaped it.
Because they saw how ghetto it was?
Maybe.
Probably. And how there was like extra tape, like white stuff in the tape.
Oh my god. Sparkles. Glitter.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it was cheaply arranged and then it had to become a shit show. I apologize, but it's fine.
It's okay. Grateful.
Oh,
safety. For safety. For safety.
Oh, not hate. Not hate today.
I reused that. Thank you, Amazon.
Okay.
Oh, so that's from my mom.
Oh.
She made like this little like mask holder. I have them for you, Bran and Alyssa. I just haven't shipped it yet. This is just time. It's like one of those like little mask holders that you like attach to the spring, and then you can just like let it hang when you take it off.
Oh my god, I actually wanted one. Thanks, Auntie.
Yes.
My mom was like, "Oh, put it in her box."
I was gonna buy one. Like,
yeah.
Oh, and it's
green. I used my belt chain.
Oh, oh really? Yeah, yeah, I know. My mom it's was so like, thick. "What color?" I was like, "Put a green one."
Oh, cute. Yeah. Oh, I love this! Yay!
Wow, yeah, you can use it at your school.
Yeah, vibe. I was gonna say this is such teacher vibes. Like eating my lunch, slip it off, slip it on,
and then you can even like make a knot in the back if you don't want it like too long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool!
I love that. That's for mine.
Okay, sorry. This wrapping paper. I hope it's not too noisy. There's so much hay in here.
There's some hay in some, this box.
We got
There's
some hay Sarah in this box. Is apparently crazy for me. I knew it.
Oh, okay. Duh.
Okay, all I see are the words boba and tea, and I'm excited.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. This one's freaking cute. Blame Urban Outfitters for sending me with a broken box.
It's okay. Boba tea ambient light. Oh my god, stop. Is it like
a little... I put batteries in it already.
Oh my gosh.
Do I just press?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, oh my that's god. So it's cute. It's a light up
boba. Look, there's little boba balls.
Wait, that's so cute. Oh my gosh,
I was like, what is so chiming around in there?
Literally the cutest thing ever. I love this. I ordered it and it's much smaller than I had expected, but it is so adorable.
Oh, this is such a cute thing.
Oh.
And it's my flavor.
Wait, that's so cute.
It's, you know, a little knick-knack thing.
Oh, yay. My family's going to tease me for it.
Decoration.
When you, like, eventually, you know, when you become a teacher, you can, like, put her on your desk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your family's going to be so jealous if you have it.
And you're right. They can't touch it.
I honestly forgot what else is in the box.
There's more Skittles. Oh, there's Valentine's washi tape.
Cute!
Oh, yeah, I love that the washi tape still flows in, to be honest.
You love washi tape, though.
Now you have one for every occasion. I know, and that's why I was like, I already know what to get her in, like, terms of arts and crafts.
Clean, hypoallergenic rollerball.
Oh, it's perfume.
Oh, okay, got it.
Ooh, perfume.
It's pink. Valentine's Day.
Hyperallergenic.
I know, I got allergies.
Oh, it's a twist.
Ooh, how sensual.
Yes, very, very it's sensual. Very floral. Valentine's Day. Very yeah, Valentine's
give me the,
Day.
Give me the scents. The nodes.
I smell rose.
Yes, the notes.
It says floral, chic, beautiful, period.
Period.
Elegant. Superb. It's
by the brand, what, Sulfur, right? That's what it's called?
Skylar.
Yeah. Skylar. They sell in Sephora.
Mm-hmm. How cute. Cruelty-free and vegan. Oh, more tape.
Cute.
More. Oh, it's a paper sticker ribbon. We love bullet journals.
Oh, cute. Yeah. Oh.
And there's like little hearts. It looks like a banner, kind of.
Yeah, oh, that's what I thought of when I got it.
Oh, I like that.
Did you already do your February? Like,
different.
No, not yet. I'm behind.
Oh, perfect.
Valentine's Day themed.
There's so many things in here, Sarah. Why were you ashamed?
Because nothing is like personable. Like there's.
Yeah, but we didn't go Valentine's Day.
Those are all things she would use.
This is dope. Calligraphy fountain pens.
Oh yeah, yo, those are tight. Those are so tight. Those are so tight.
Jealous. I can't do calligraphy to save my life, but I'm
jealous. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I saw them on TikTok, and like a day before I was gonna go buy your send your box, I was like, I have to find them. so I went to the store.
Wait, that's
and
cool.
They didn't have the specific ones I was looking for, but they had those ones, and I was like, those are tight. Did you sell them? Five Below.
Cool.
We don't
and
got
it includes
that.
Four ink cartridges. Oh, I'm gonna play with this later.
Yeah, they're
wait,
so
that's
tight.
Cool.
I was just like getting you like anything like that gives me teacher vibes.
I feel that.
Yeah.
It's my whole new personality.
Yeah.
Calligraphize all of her kids' names.
F.
It's gonna be the most beautiful the most beautiful bad comment they ever got.
But okay. That was so funny.
There's a bunch of Starburst and Skittles.
Try
and
harder.
One more thing. It's a top.
Cute.
It's a top. I don't know if it's gonna fit you. I hope it fits.
I hope so. It'll cover my boobies.
I was like, it's like a stretchy kind of top. And it has like a ribbon that you can tie around as straps.
I've never had a Princess Polly item.
You already know Princess Polly.
Cute.
Oh, I love that color.
Oh, that's super cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, I have to get it. It's green. I hope it fits your boobies.
And those are.
Oh, it looks like it's
gonna
fit.
So you can adjust it.
Yeah, I think it will. And the
can't wait to see how you style it.
You're welcome. Happy Valentine's. I don't know if there's anything else in the box besides candy and hay.
No, I think that's.
Well, I love how you just literally dumped it all in there. Then
I literally had to get one box and I had to tip it over into. The
wait, that's kind of funny.
In the other one, it was like very like nice and laid out, and like the hay was like covering, sprinkled everything.
It's like an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, exactly. It was like super cute, and then everything else was just.
She was like, nope.
I literally yeeted it into the box.
Got my earphones.
It would have gotten jumbled anyway.
I know, but it wouldn't be as bad as me just tipping it upside down.
No, true.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. But super cute. I love
you. You're welcome. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Can't wait to see what comes out of it.
I know. I want to see like the what is it, like the product? Not the product, but like.
Yeah.
Yeah, product. Okay, product.
Okay, everyone, listener, I have Ali'i and I accidentally ripped the box when I grabbed it.
Ooh. That's okay.
I didn't open it though. I was very tempted, but I did not. Also, I love this packaging.
Very classic package.
Yes.
Very emoji.
And it's priority mail. The thing is that it's priority mail, and I tried to ship something in priority mail, and she said no. So I just have a beef to pick with my lady here.
Shows them, plays them a part of the
I'm going to keep this like piece of paper and be like, see this here? How come I couldn't do this? So I have a red box. I don't know what's in it, but it feels heavy.
Look in the cupboard.
So as I open the box, there's a picture of Ali'i blowing me kisses. It says, I love you. The Snapchat filter, if you know. I love it. She's kissing me heart. She said, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh. We're going to post this.
She said, I'm your Valentine.
Sarah, take a picture and we have to post this on
our Instagram. I am. I'm about to take a picture of this right now.
This is so funny.
She said,
happy Valentine's Day.
Not today,
Ivy. Mwah.
There's, this is why it's heavy. Period. I have a waffle maker.
Cute. It's a heart.
One.
Cute. I always, that's like sold out.
This is so exciting. I love this. And it's like even better because I let my cousin borrow my mini waffle maker and I haven't seen it since. So.
Perfect.
Love it. Love it. Live for it. Some bath salts.
Oh, cute.
Unicorn scented. I don't know what unicorn smells like. But I'm about to smell like one.
Unicorn scented.
Ooh. Godiva chocolate covered pretzels.
Okay. The stores are closing. All of them.
Stop.
Yes. So wait, I went.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes. And I went to the store.
They're on sale?
Because I was going to get like a bunch of chocolates. Yeah, they're on sale. But like so many things were like gone. So those were left. So I bought some. But yeah. They're closing like all 28 stores.
On your island?
No. Wow. I think they're like just closing their stores. Because they said 28 stores. And we only have one.
Two.
We have two. Kamakana, Ali'i, and Alamoana.
Oh, wow.
There's three. Waikele.
No, there's one in Waikele.
Wow, what the
perfect.
Heck? My brother used to work there. She got
me a Japanese cherry blossom hand sanitizer, and this is the one I have in my car, and it ran out. Tight.
Sanitize.
Stupid Cupid makes M&Ms to make my waffles.
Oh, I didn't think about
that. Oh.
Eyelash glue. And I used, Ali'i has sent me this before, and I literally used it. I think it's dry by now.
So, yep.
Bubblegum tape.
I saw them and I just felt nostalgic. So I was like, I'm gonna put it in there.
If you bite it into it like an apple, I will.
With your bath salts.
My unicorn.
With your unicorn scented bath salts.
There's something moving in here and it's really. They're Valentine's Day shot glasses. I love it because I just saw one and it said one said vodka Cupid on it.
I
need to open her. Let me open her.
I need shot glasses. Me too. I only have one. Household.
They all say like fun things.
Me too. I have one, and it holds my old rhinestones.
Vodka is my Valentine.
Oh my god!
This one says, "Hit me with your best shot."
Oh, I love that.
They stole that from my Instagram.
Oh, I like that.
This one says, "Oh, that's hit." They're doubles. This one says, "Kiss off."
Oh,
spicy.
Oh, yeah.
She's scandalous.
This one says, Cupid rhymes with stupid.
Stupid Cupid. Stop.
Cheers.
What picking on me?
Me taking shots by myself. Cupid rhymes with stupid. That's my Valentine.
Kiss.
Oh, this is so cute. It's like a reusable wine tumbler and it's pink.
Wait, it's so cute.
I love this.
Oh, so yeah.
It says great for wine, water, and coffee.
Or your cranberry juice.
Or my cranberry juice.
Listen, you can go ahead and put water in there to Jesus. It's one of the same.
And then I got a
Orange Blossom Petal Soft Blistex Chapstick, which I need a new one anyway, so I'm about to open
the colors. So I was like, oh my god, this is pretty.
It does. It's like very valent. Like you really stuck to the Valentine's Day theme. Yes,
I could.
At least someone did, because I did it.
She's broken.
Is she? From being shipped? Oh my god, stop.
The chapstick is in just the cap. Just take it out and try.
Motherfucker.
Come on.
Yes, there we go.
I don't want to like stab it, you know? I can't put it back in because I can feel it like hitting the sides.
Oh, bushy. Mm-hmm. Just whack it on your table.
Oh, you're right. But it's like stuck.
Yeah,
like,
what the hell?
I bought it 2 days before I shipped it.
Oh, there you go.
I'm going to send you a new one.
No. I'll try. Maybe it's just like melted.
Put it in the freezer.
Maybe it got.
I have my candle right here. Let me melt it a little bit so it like molds in it. I got it.
I hope it don't get restuck.
Yay.
Yo, I think the candle helped because it like melted the top a little bit.
Oh, you put it over the candle. Oh.
Smart.
Yay. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Woo. Happy Valentine's Day. I love gift giving.
I love gift giving.
Same. I feel like isn't that like a language too? Like a love language?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's gift giving.
Well,
I know
you can have.
It's like the opposite, like receiving.
Yeah, well, the way it works is like you can have a love language that you like to receive, but then you can have a love language that you give off. It's different.
I feel like we all have high. Okay. Like we're all high in the giving.
Yeah. So for my love language, I'm words of affirmation, but then the second one is receiving gifts, but then when I'm the other way around, I'm giving gifts.
Wow. I don't know what my the other way around is.
I don't know. I should have done this before.
I don't know if there's even a test.
Perfect. Okay. That was so much fun.
No, I don't know what test I took to find out my opposite. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, does anybody have any some closing remarks?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Go kiss a stranger.
Valentine's Day is going to be
kiss passed, a stranger.
Go out again.
By a day.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
You opened because it, I opened it this way.
Yeah.
I opened it away from
I was afraid you weren't going to look at it and just like throw it to the side.
When I picked it up, I saw something was there, but I saw it through the camera. Mm. So I was like, what is this?
If you want to know what we got, we obviously did this podcast for you, but you can also head over to our Instagram at grove.girls to see little pictures of what exactly we got and why we were laughing so hard. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We have another one coming next week. I mean, we skipped last week, but you know, we're back and we're better. We skipped a week, but whatever. Catch us next week with another episode, and I believe that Ali will be leading this one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Yay! So, yeah, and do we want to give a little sneak peek? It's like
cultural.
Yeah.
It's with languages. Specifically,
it's Hawaiian language.
Hawaiian language, maybe some pidgin. I don't know.
Just be talking about some topics surrounding that. Maybe learn a few words. Maybe play a little game.
For the culture.
Yeah.
For the culture.
For the culture.
For the culture. And that is all. We will see you all next week. Thank you. Bye. Love you. Have a Valentine's Day.
Peace out. Bye.